Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business, and the world of business in this community is healthcare.
Healthcare, absolutely. One of our biggest industries.
Huge. Talk to me about Optimum Health and Rehab.
This is an interesting. Dan Wilczak, he's a chiropractor. He's just opened up Optimum Health and Rehab inside the Reclaimed Wellness up on North Main Street. And he's already getting a pretty solid reputation in the sports medicine and alternative family medical fields here in Cruces. He's 28. He's originally from Chicago, landed in Las Cruces along with his wife, Emily, who's from California. They wanted to live somewhere in the Southwest, decent midway point. They can travel. He just fell in love with the area and wants to get a practice going here. One of the things he's doing that I think is really innovative, his hours. He is open 4:30 to 9 p.m.
Wait a minute, 4:30?
Yeah, to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. And what he said he's shooting for here is so many people get off work at 5, get off 6.
Absolutely.
Doctors closed. So they've either taken time off work or they're skipping their appointment and just not getting the health care. So he's trying to make that more accessible. He's a graduate of Logan University in Chesterfield, outside of St. Louis, one of the good chiropractic colleges.
I'm familiar with the St. Louis area. Beautiful.
Yeah. And he's got his chiropractic degree, but he's still waiting on the state to get his New Mexico license so he can do the chiropractic adjustments and acupuncture. And I'm going to go off on a little diatribe here.
Go for it. All right, here we go. We're going to put you on a stopwatch.
We're in a state where they're constantly telling us we need more medical professionals. It's a huge industry. The demand is high. Our population's aging. We need more doctors. But this is the second health professional I've talked to in the last 2 months that's got a practice open and building but waiting to really go full on with their practice because they're waiting on Santa Fe. So, we're getting these good doctors in to state. Let's speed up our process a little bit. Get them licensed. Otherwise, we're not going to have that level of care that we need.
Who does want to talk to about that? Do we talk to our economic development office?
I think it's got to be multi-pronged. I think it's got to be the economic development office. It's got to be the legislatures. It's got to be the respective boards that do these certifications. I'm sure they're understaffed. We are getting more people in. They're probably getting more requests. But that's something I think they should really look at and address.
Okay.
And I'll get off my diatribe.
Diatribe officially over.
Yeah. So back to Dr. Dan. I talked about him having a lot of sports medicine going on right now. He's partnering with the Las Cruces Men's Softball League, and he provides on-site treatment during games, tournaments. And Optimum is also a sponsor and the treating clinic for the New Mexico State University triathlon team. So he's got a wide range of stuff that he can do. He's really trying to build up a family practice. He accepts patients of all ages. He's even working with some infants and toddlers, as they grow, making sure they hit all those developmental benchmarks. He works with ladies who are pregnant to get them ready for delivery, build up strength, and also get everything ready to go. Preparation, that's a heck of a workout in itself.
That's
so,
right.
That's good for him. And you can find out more about him online. He's on Facebook. And you can also find him at 2201 North Main.
Okay. Let's talk about community collaboration and economic development. We're talking about two different things married.
Married. And so vital, especially for us. This is the Mavita column from Davin Lopez this week. And he talks about when he moved to Cruces, everybody was telling him, we can't get any attention from Santa Fe. And he sort of came from that area. So he said he initially kind of blew it off. But once he'd been here for a while, he realized that, it's kind of hard to get attention from Santa Fe and Albuquerque down to, we're kind of the redheaded stepchild down here. So one of the things that we've done, and he says is helping, is on January 28th, in the middle of this legislative session, the Doña Ana County Legislative Coalition and Las Cruces Day in Santa Fe had about 150 of our neighbors, our business leaders, our elected officials up in Santa Fe really doing a blitz to let people know that Las Cruces is here. The theme was Ready to Lead, and that's kind of ironic because in a lot of ways, Doña Ana County has been leading the state for several years. We're leading the state in export growth, in high school graduation rates, community safety, and good local governments, and in rising median incomes. We were recently ranked by Wallet Hub as the safest city in New Mexico. And over the past 7 years, there have been more company announcements, state sponsorship for local companies opening or growing down here than there have been in the rest of the state. So, you know, Santa Fe, keep listening.
All right, 30 seconds. My head is spinning with stuff that's opening and closing.
It's been a whirlwind. Let's run through them real quick. Celebrate on Telshore is closed. The Valley location, of course, is still open. That liquor license is going to be going to Sprouts, which is opening at 7 a.m. Wednesday, February 28th at Loman Avenue, the space formerly occupied by Hastings. Chipotle is open on South Telshore, and Cane's, also on Telshore, will be opening on February 20th.
Love it. I love when businesses are opening.
Get out and eat.
All right. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.